Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Empowerment Place Ministries and another episode of Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, and we're excited tonight to have with us our special guest, and not just our special guest, but I'm excited to say my pastor is with us, Pastor Carolyn Henderson of Kingdom Ministries Global Church here in Richmond, Virginia. We're here this evening to share with you a wonderful epic event that's going to be taking place this Saturday, our Community Day. And we just wanted to take this time this evening to sort of share with you a little bit about the ministry and tell you more about what's going to take place on Saturday. So, Pastor Carolyn, if you want to tell everybody hello and then share with them a little bit about Kingdom Ministries Global Church.
Amen. Greetings, everyone. And we thank God for the opportunity to come to you tonight. Kingdom Ministries Global Church was birthed out of a vision by my husband, Bishop Alroy Henderson. We had been in the traditional setting for 13 years, and when the Lord released us, we planted the ministry, Kingdom Ministries Global Church, and we started the ministry. It's a ministry based on touching the home, the family, husbands, wives, going where people are, the marketplace. It's a ministry that reaches out to anyone and everyone. We've been in the Richmond area for 5 years, like I said, and we've been feeding the homeless and doing different things around the city of Richmond. We've done Veterans Day feedings, and we go visit the sick and the shut-in and do different things like that. So ministry for community for us is a big thing, because if we don't reach out in the community, then we're really not fulfilling what God said for us in the Word, to go out into the hedges and byways and compel men and women to come. We try to live a transparent life. We try to have a transparent ministry. We don't want people to think that we are above falling, because we are not perfect, but we are being perfected every day. So Amen. Kingdom Ministries Global is building people for kingdom work with a kingdom mind.
Amen. Amen. I can attest to that. Amen. Amen. As you stated, it is a part of the mandate that God has given for your ministry, for the ministry that you and Bishop have. But it's so wonderful for me to be connected, because Empowerment Place falls right in line with the vision that God has given for Kingdom Ministries Global Church. So when it came to being able to share Community Day, which is a heartbeat for us as well, we were excited to be able to bring you on the air and share with the listening audience the things that they would be able to expect when they show up on Saturday. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Community Day on Saturday is going to look like?
Community Day on Saturday is going to look like coming in and meeting your family. We want them to feel welcome. We want them to know that we're there. We're going to have a light continental breakfast. We have the council out there preparing for a light continental breakfast and juice and coffee to come and sit around and be able to talk to one another. And then we have presentations every 30 minutes. We have so much going on in the earth realm until we feel like we are running behind what's going on. So we want to invest a day in trying to empower and educate people about what's going on in the earth realm and in your community. With the rise of so much violence and murder and identity theft and fraud, we want to empower them with information. We'll have the fire department, because we know when it gets cold, people attempt to do other things to get themselves warm. We want people to be safe. We want to see if we can try to help stop the loss of life in fires and in so many ways. So Community Day will be a day where they'll come on the grounds. They'll see state police cars, the Richmond City Police cars, the fire department. We'll also have clothes there that have been given to us from Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship. They have left closed. People can come and take whatever they want. It's free to the public. We'll have people to come in. You yourself will be speaking on domestic violence, which is a very big thing. We have Lady Sheena Hamilton. She is a she works for Child Protective Services. She'll be speaking on Child Protective Services. Your husband, Brother Benny Burrell, he will be speaking on the school officers. What does it mean when you see an officer in school? What are they there for? Many people don't understand why certain things happen. So we are hoping that through having this community day, we'll give them a better insight and educate them on what's going on in the world around them, especially now with identity theft and fraud and so many things happening of this nature, and especially with, since we've experienced the subject of violence and violence against blacks and so many other people, not just blacks, but other people in general, we want to educate people.
Amen, amen. I think that it is paramount that parents who have children in school especially come and hear this information because, you know, being on Facebook this last week, it was flooded with an incident where a school resource officer handled a teenager very wrongly.
Yes.
And because of it, you know, things were put in motion, and it stated that he's no longer working. But, you know, it's important that children and parents both understand that school security and school resource is not there to hurt your child. Just like the police are not always the bad guy, but if they understand that they can have a relationship with them with knowledge, then it's going to help us. It's going to help us. And I know, too, my husband and I often talk about, you know, the things that happen with our children and why they are so abrupt and disrespectful and why these things happen. But most of the time it's because the atmosphere that they come from, they bring it to the school, and it just escalates because they don't have the same structure. But I think Community Day offers everyone an opportunity to hear things, to give them clarity, and to sort of change your path where you've been a little chaotic. Now you can get in alignment and get some understanding and watch things happen in your life that you've been hoping for and wishing for and praying for, but the things hadn't been happening. It's because you weren't in line with what God wanted for you.
Absolutely. And what's happening, Pastor, is that so many people are operating in fear. They fear knowledge, and when it's offered to some, they won't come and get the understanding of what's happening. And like you said about the school resource officers, and to find out this morning it was on the news and also on Facebook that this young lady had experienced the loss of her mother. So many times we assume things and we operate off of what we think instead of finding out all of the facts before we actually move or do something. There are so many laws that the laws sometimes are not really working with the law. And like you said, the officers are always not bad. We have good police officers, but like any other human being, they're scared too. So we are hoping that Community Day will cause a better understanding to come to the top of the table, that people will walk away feeling better about everything that they hear, that they will feel better about themselves, and that maybe the church is not as bad as they would like to think that it is a place where you can come and get good information, get accurate information, and if not, we can search out the accurate information to make their lives better. I think that so many times we have a bad understanding of things until we fall into traps by not being educated about certain
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that this will cause people to become stronger, to get a better understanding, and also to bridge a gap that's between the community and the church, to pull them back to being effective. We want to be effective in the community. We just don't want to be there when they just need something, but we want to be there for them all the time.
Yeah. I know, too, Pastor, having been with Kingdom Ministries Global Church for just the short period of time that my husband and I have been there, relevant teaching brings everyday understanding.
Yes.
And I think that the offering of a community day is just that. It's relevant teaching on many different levels, many different subjects, but by gaining this knowledge and understanding, it's going to be applicable to your life so that your daily walk is enlightened. So you don't have to question, am I able to do this? Am I able to go there? Can I say this or can I not? Can I have a conversation?
Yeah.
If a policeman pulls me over, do I have a right to ask him questions or am I just to be quiet and let him say and do whatever he wants? When
right.
my child is at school and a security officer or a resource officer addresses them about their behavior or about their dress, do they understand the consequences if they're defiant or, you know, what's going to happen? And I think, you know,
absolutely.
Children and adults the same, we want to test the waters and see how far we can go with something
absolutely.
Before we get the outcome that we don't want. But here is an opportunity, listeners, for you to come and get answers to questions that you may have about these different entities within our community. And
absolutely.
So I'm excited. You know, with talking about domestic violence, for me is personal because I've been a victim of domestic violence, and I'm
absolutely.
Grateful that today I don't look like what I've been through.
Absolutely. That's true.
But so
I
often
mean,
people
many
are
of us.
In a, yeah, yeah. People are in abusive situations, and they want to think that nobody recognizes their signs and their symptoms and their behaviors, but we
right.
do. We do. We recognize it because we've been there. But we want to have dialogue with you on Saturday to let you know you're not alone and that there's help.
That's right. That's right. And
there
so,
is help.
And, yes, there is help. And I want the listeners, and we're inviting you to please come and please bring your questions and please feel free to ask your questions. It's important for you to ask questions to get answers to your situation or to what you want to know.
Yeah.
We can have the presenters, but if no one asks questions, we don't know what the need is. So bring your needs with you, bring your questions with you, because we'll have people who are capable of answering your questions.
Yeah. I think that's important. This
Pastor Burrell,
this could be a life changing event.
Absolutely, and I'm hoping that it will change lives. I hope that Kingdom Ministries Global Church will have an impact in the community on Sunday, that it'll raise awareness, that it'll raise hope, that people will be empowered when they walk away. They won't be the same when they walk away from us on Saturday afternoon, that they won't feel that we used to say there's no stupid question. There's never a stupid question.
Right.
You need to ask questions to get understanding. And I know for a fact that many times I didn't want to ask a question because I didn't want people to know what I was thinking. But I'm at the mindset now, I really don't care what people think.
Right.
I need to get an answer. And that's what we want Saturday. We want people who really have questions to ask them because they need to get an answer.
Amen. Amen.
We have some very capable facilitators, yourself, Pastor Burrell, and your husband, Brother Benny Burrell. Like I said, Lady Hamilton. We have, I think it's Sergeant Motz, Coretta Motz. She's coming from the city of Richmond. We have State Policeman Vix. They have someone coming from the State Police Department. And if I'm not mistaken, this State Policeman will have the ability. He will have kits, if I'm not mistaken. He said he was going to try to bring as much stuff as he could. If your children are there and you give them permission, they will fingerprint your children, small children especially, for the Amber Alert. We can't never be too safe. So they'll be able to do that and or give it to you where you can have it done, if I'm not mistaken. And then we have other teachers coming forward. We have Evangelist Gaither and her sister Sister Teresa. They will be talking to the kids about Halloween. Many of us don't understand Halloween and the real significance of what it really represents. So it'll give the children an understanding of what's really taking place and what it really represents. And even if the parents want to listen, we invite them to listen because we have misconceptions about many holidays that we celebrate, and some things we do in ignorance. So again, we want to empower people so they can understand the real reason behind Halloween also for children.
Amen. 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 So, Saturday, tell us where this is going to be located, the time frames for everything, for those who are listening who are planning now to be there.
Well, Saturday is, we know that's the day that Halloween, and it's representative of All Hallows Eve, and Kingdom Ministries Global Church will be at 3630. That's 3630 Williamsburg Road. That's in the east end of Richmond, Virginia. It starts from 9:30 until 2:30 p.m. And like we said, we're going to serve a continental breakfast, and we will commence with presentations. We'll have presentations up until the hour of 12 noon, and then we'll serve a light lunch, and then we'll continue with the presentations. We'll have many people there giving information, sharing brochures, and trying to empower everyone that comes. We have the free clothing, and we're asking you to come out and flood the building. Amen. It's going to be a beautiful day according to the weather forecast. So we're looking for a beautiful day inside and outside.
Amen, amen, amen. So, listeners, we want to encourage you again this Saturday, October 31st, starting at 9:30, Pastor, 9:30?
Absolutely. If they want to get there at 9, we'll be ready for them.
9:30 a.m. Meet us there, 3630 Williamsburg Road, here in Richmond, Virginia. I like what you said about the giveaway of clothing, and I've been doing that and doing that and doing that just about for the last three weekends. And now that I know that that's an opportunity, I'll be doing some more of that on this weekend as well.
Amen.
But this is really about sowing into the people. We're not asking you for anything but your time. And
that's
the time
all
that you give to us will be doubled back to you, tripled back to you. It won't
Amen.
Even be able to measure back to you the benefit you'll get by giving your time to this cause. It's more than
Amen.
An event. It's a cause. Because
Amen.
We care about the community. We do
That's
this
right.
so that you can be empowered.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. 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 Anything closing you want to add, Pastor, other than we want to see you there?
We want to see them there. We invite them to come and join us Saturday to spend time with us, and we would like to tell them that we're there on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, and if you can't make 9 o'clock, we have a service for a pastor that comes behind us at 11:30. You're invited to those services. We are not concerned about who goes where. We just want people to be empowered and to live in an empowered life and to be educated in things that the enemy has tried to hide from them. We hope Saturday will be the beginning of a brand new way and a brand new mindset for everyone that attends on Saturday. Again, that's Saturday, October 31st, from 9:30 until 2:30 p.m. at 3630 Williamsburg Road.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor
Amen.
Burrell.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us, listeners. If you can't be there and you're listening, tell your friends. This, of course, will be in the archives, and it'll be on Facebook. So for all of you who are on Facebook, put this interview on your page. Tag some people that you know that are local. Like she said, let's flood the place, because it's not just to benefit Kingdom Ministries Global Church, but it's to benefit our community.
Amen.
We're a ministry
Amen.
That makes an impact, and we want you to be impacted by what God is going to do through each of us on Saturday.
Amen.
So I thank you for joining us. Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Burrell, we want to ask your families to bring your family members. Amen. Please
Amen.
Bring your young boys and your young girls. We want to show them that there is some good things, that there are some good things that they can do and be involved in. Amen.
Amen.
We want to give
Amen.
Our young people hope. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm bringing mine.
Amen.
I'm bringing my grandbabies. I'm bringing my grandbabies. Amen.
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 We
so they can
God.
Be a part
Amen.
Of this and their lives be empowered even in their youth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor
we
Carolyn, thank
Lord.
You so much for your time.
Thank you for sharing
with our listeners tonight. We're going to make a difference on Saturday.
I believe that we are.
Amen. For all those listening to all the listeners of Empowerment Place, join us again Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. for another empowerment teaching. You know, here at the Empowerment Place, we always say to you, every day, do something to empower yourself, but once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. We've got to realize that as much as we want to rely on someone else to give us the answers, we ourselves are the key to our own empowerment. We love you so much. We thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday. And until then, we say God bless you and good night.